Chapter 20.
It was a relic of the old imperial arrogance, Tahiri thought, that Vitor Rej would allow the Bloodfin's communications officer to waste so much bandwidth on an Imperial News Network report that obviously held no interest for his commander-in-chief. Seated at the head of the conference table in the Admiral Salon, Jagged Fell was paying more attention to the personal data pad on his lap than to the holographic riot raging above the transceiver pad. And if he was listening to the droning voice of the political operations instructor he had drafted from the Imperial Military Academy, there was no indication of it in his distracted manner.
"Can see the unrest continues to spread," said the instructor, a gray-haired commodore named Selma DeJore.
As she spoke, DeJore used a laser pointer to draw attention to the mob of thugs above the holopad. The image showed them charging into a line of political supporters, most of whom were carrying signs with Jag's name above a slogan too small to be legible in the image.
"To tell the truth," DeJore continued, "I'm beginning to believe a general election isn't appropriate for Imperial citizens. Most of our subjects simply aren't capable of participating in the democratic process."
As DeJore spoke, Tahiri expanded her force awareness toward Jagged. Finding his presence filled with loneliness and fear, she understood the reason for his preoccupation. The assault on the Jedi Temple was well underway, and it was not going well. It only made sense that he would be checking for an update from Jaina. That was probably why he had scheduled DeJore's briefing for this time slot, because he had known he would be distracted by his concern and did not want to have to concentrate on anything important. It was so Jagged to plan ahead like that, and Tahiri couldn't help feeling a bit envious of Jaina. Not that she wanted Jagged for herself. She just wanted to feel that kind of love again. To know there was someone out there who cared for her so much, he actually planned time to worry about her. DeJore abruptly fell silent and frowned at Jagged. She looked like a headmistress who had caught one of her charges watching the latest episode of Flame Flicker on his datapad.
"Please continue, Commodore,"
Jagged said, not bothering to look up.
"I am listening."
"You may be listening, Head of State Fell," DeJore replied, "but without actually seeing these images, I doubt you can comprehend the situation fully."
Jagged's force aura blazed with a sudden anger, and he looked up to meet DeJore's gaze.
"Commodore DeJore," Jagged began,
"your orders were to remain on Bastion to oversee the development of a proper electoral apparatus. Yet you have come all the way to Exodo 2 to do what exactly? To persuade me that the Imperial populace is too ignorant to participate in a general election? That the Empire does such a poor job of educating its citizens that they are simply too ignorant to vote for their own leader?" DeJore drew herself to attention.
"Not at all, Head of State Fell," she said. "But the evidence suggests that the citizenry isn't prepared to act responsibly at this time. There's a good possibility that, well, they might not make a wise decision."
"And by not make a wise decision, you mean the citizens might choose Dala?" asked a sheik. Jagged's chief aide and head bodyguard, the blue-skinned Chiss, was standing at his superior shoulder, directly opposite Tahiri.
"Is that correct?"